CFM.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
6:02 for a Thursday morning. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Just said to Rachel, I put on a fake tan last night and then fell asleep and realised it's still on. So it just gets, and with a fake tan, anyone who's put on a fake tan, it gets darker and darker the longer it stays on.
My fiancée Jamie always sleeps in her tan.
Yeah,
so
you can sleep in it.
Right.
But then now I'm not going to take it off till like this afternoon.
Show me where you've put it. It's not on your face.
Oh, right there.
Oh, yeah. You'll be looking great for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Look out weekend.
We'll be looking amazing. Won't be able to go anywhere.
I think it looked all right. Did you put any on your face?
No, you don't do any on the face. I don't think. Like, when you're putting it on, like, once you've... The residual stuff on the glove, you, like, wipe a little bit on your face if you want to.
Because you don't want to go out and you've got real dark arms and a really white face, so...
I did a thing with my housemate once where I think we had a bet. I can't remember what the bet was, but it was something to do with her boyfriend at the time where I was like, I'm telling you, I'm right. Anyway, the bet was that I got to put 7 layers of fake tan on her face. And I was right. So guess what? Because she had her own fake tanning actual machine.
Yeah.
I just put it on with a glove, but I just remember her copping 7 layers of fake tan.
How long did it last? Weeks?
Oh, it doesn't come off.
7 layers?
7 layers. Like, you have to... Well, she ended up, like, I think it was, like, a couple of days, and then she ended up scrubbing, because you have to actually take the layer of skin off.
What about, can I just ask, because it's, you know, if you've got a little tiny little moustache or a little bit of hair, does it kind of stick to that?
Of course it does.
Some poor ladies out there.
It accentuates your moustache. But that's like foundation. Am I right, Rach? When you put foundation on, you're like, oh, hello, moustache.
And powder sticks to it as well.
Oh, there's some ladies getting around looking
like
Luigi.
There's nothing worse than going to get your eyebrows done. You'd be with me on this, Rach. And you get your eyebrows waxed and then the eyebrow lady goes, hold the bed down. She goes, do you want me to do your moustache? You're like, didn't think I needed it done, but you can do it now.
Might as well go for it. Doesn't it come? It comes back thicker though.
That's actually a myth.
Is it actually a myth?
Because when I used to get my wax, it actually comes back thinner and softer.
Okay, because I've been trying to shave my face for years, trying to get a beard happening.
Yeah, you're going about it the wrong way.
It's not happening, unfortunately. No. So, hey, we need a lady to play this morning, 13, 12, 16, if you're a lady listening right now for Tradie v Lady.
No guys listening anymore.
Oh, they love fake tan chat.
Oh, no, they do love fake tan chat. Yeah, it's their
favourite. They love it. The fellas, we don't struggle with the fellas at this time, 13, 12, 16.
I'd love to hear from... Oh, actually, we could do that one time. We'll keep it under the hat.
I don't even know what it is.
If you're a guy, do you fake tan?
Oh, they'd be out there.
There'd be definitely guys 100%. Out there that'd be doing that.
We need your call for Tradie v Lady next. 13, 12, 16. We've got great prizes up for grabs for Tradie v Lady this week. Girls' Night Out at Hoyt Cinemas in Erina and also the Red Rooster Super Sprint in Sydney Motorsport Parks. That's been a hot prize.
Guys, don't worry. Heaps of beer and sport chat on the way.
You can get a spray tan, you can get your eyebrows done, and then you can go to the Super Sprints. It's going to be great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Last night we had a bit of a work function thing, and afterwards there was a few of us that all went out to dinner in Terrigal. Anyway, we all had it was an amazing dinner, really nice food, good atmosphere, it was awesome. There's always that part at the end of the night where you walk up to the cash register, you're there with all your friends, and there's the sign, sorry, no split bills.
Dun, dun, dun. It is the worst, isn't it?
It really annoys me. Oh, it makes me so angry because obviously most of the time when you're going out to dinner, like if it's a big group, you're going to want to split the bill.
Yeah, because who's rushing to pull their credit card out? Because then you've got to track down the money.
Producer Rach pulled it out last night. Actually, I still haven't paid you for that. Sorry, Rach, I will do that this morning. And then you have to transfer money. It's not easy.
You can sometimes win in that situation. With cash, get more, and then I'd say more times.
That's very true.
You can get more, but
then sometimes you can lose out.
Definitely lose out.
Which, I mean, it's something that obviously I don't own a small business. I don't own a coffee shop, and I get it. I know the reason why. I understand. It's because it takes a long time, but that's not the reason. It's because every time they swipe a card through the FPOS machine, they have to pay a certain percent back to the company that they rent the FPOS machine from.
The way I see that, though, is that you've had a big group of people in your restaurant. Mm. Isn't that a good thing? Like, don't you want, can't you cop the 50 cents and it be, I don't know,
and you know,
pay $3 to have the big group there? I mean, they're going to come back because the experience.
Is it really that big of a deal, $3?
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I think. I think it's really annoying and I think it shouldn't be a thing. I'm going to say it right now.
Okay, so you're saying no split bill should not be a thing.
You should be able to split a bill anytime you want in any way, shape or form.
Down
I'd
to
say.
The cent.
Down to the cent
Get
if
it
you
down
must.
Down to the cent.
Because even a guy who works here, Nick Kelly, he said last night, he goes, I'm happy to pay the extra 0.1% that they get charged from the FPOS machine as long as we can split the bill.
Or
I don't
split
care.
That. Can we split the fee?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you have to pay it every time.
Oh,
so
God.
Everyone would be copping the fee. But this morning on 13, 12, 16, I wanted to do a bit of a map on the coast about where you can split bills. I want to know the places.
Okay. Okay. So
I'm going to those places. I'm going to those establishments because there is cafes that don't have a problem with it.
Yep.
And it's not a big deal, you know, because you can go, oh, yeah, not a big deal. We'll split the bill for you. No problem.
We've done a few maps in our time. The hash brown one's probably been the most successful, but now we want to find out where we can split these bills.
We did hottest barista.
That went off too.
Where do you know? Do you go to a coffee shop? Do you go to a cafe where you know for a fact they don't mind to split the bill? Maybe you just want to give your business a plug.
Oh, there's always that opportunity,
there's
isn't
always
there?
That opportunity.
Don't miss that one.
13, 12, 16, where can you split the bill on the coast?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Went out last night with a few of the people here from work. We had a nice dinner in Terrigal. It was lovely. Got to the end of the night and there's the dreaded sign at the FPOS machine. No split bills. Always really annoys me at the end of the night. I just think, come on, guys.
Producer Rach pulled out the card and paid. Has everyone got the money back to you, Rach?
I just transferred. I
haven't even checked my account.
Just
yet.
Transferred you the money, Rach, and you're welcome for the description I put on it.
That's always a good one.
But anyway, I just don't want to be made to feel like a criminal if I want to split the bill with my mates at the end of a night. So I thought this morning we'd ask on 13, 12, 16, whereabouts on the coast can you split a bill?
Let's celebrate the split.
Oh, yeah.
It's what we want.
Come on.
We give the people what they want.
Let's encourage it.
Chris is in Baddow Bay. Morning, Chris.
Morning, Chris.
Hey.
Hey.
Whereabouts can you split the bill?
yeah, at number 7 at Nora Head.
Okay.
Okay, number 7, Nora Head.
Is that your local cafe, Chris?
It's not my local. I just went there with some friends the other day. One of my mates sings there occasionally.
Okay, cool.
Is that the one near the lighthouse?
Not that far up.
Not that far up, okay.
Yeah, just a little group of shops there.
And Chris, can I ask, when you saw that you could split the bill, did that just make you all happy inside?
It did, actually.
Oh,
it really, it makes my day because I don't have to feel awkward about.
I know.
You know, because and then you always ask and you're like, oh, can we split the bill? And they make it seem like it's the biggest deal in the world.
Well, you can walk up and say, I had the prawns, I had the
salad.
You can really narrow everything down.
Yeah.
To the cent.
I know.
No one wants to pay more than a cent and what they had. Let's go to Brenda in Narara. Morning, Brenda.
Morning.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, thanks. Whereabouts on the coast can you split the bill, do you know of?
Central Coast Bar and Grill.
Ah, fine establishment.
The Coast Bar. Coast I love Bar. That place.
Yep.
And they're always so accommodating there, so that doesn't surprise me.
Alan and the crew, which is great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And how did it make you feel when you found out you could split that bill?
Oh, great.
Oh.
I totally agree with you, Bree. I think places should all split the bill.
Mm-hmm.
It's terrible.
I think so too.
Get with it, guys.
I
Come
think
on.
We need to take a stand.
This is it.
Brenda's on board. We're taking
standing.
A stand this morning for the people.
So I want to put the message out there to the cafes that don't do it.
Yeah.
You're being watched.
You're being watched. We see you, and we're not happy about it.
We ain't coming back unless we split.
Well, unless they've got hash browns, I'll probably be back.
If they're good, we're there. Yeah. Abby's in Greenpoint. Morning, Abs.
Morning, Abs.
Morning.
Morning, Abby. Abs. Whereabouts on the coast can you split the bill?
Allagai Bay Cafe down in Copa.
Well done.
Oh, that's a great cafe,
well
can
done,
I say.
Guys.
It's a beautiful spot down there in Copa.
When you're rocked up to the counter.
Do you work there,
exactly
Abby?
Yes, I do. And do exactly what Gawndy say. You can come up to the counter and tell us what you have. We put it through, easy as.
And it's not a problem, Abby?
Not a problem at all, and we have hash browns, Bree.
Oh, that is a double applause.
It's a double win.
We can't top that this morning. We can't.
I'll be in today. I'll be in today or tomorrow,
calm
Abby.
Down. Everyone, come down.
Thanks for your
See,
call.
That's See, that's the kind of service you want.
Look how it made us all feel.
Seriously, it does browns. Actually make my day, for real.
We'll go one more before the... Oh, no. Oh, he gone. Knew he couldn't top it. Robert went, I can't beat that.
But it does say on the screen, living... Timber Nursery, North Wyle.
North Wyle.
Apparently they split the bill
Give
there
them
also.
Give a shout out as well. Well
Big
done,
shout
guys.
Out to those well guys. Done. No, honestly, though, all those places that do split the bill, can I say I really appreciate it. And I know it's the smallest thing in the world, but it makes, you know, life easier.
Hey, we're all about the first world problems. I mean, come on.
What was your first world problem the other day?
When?
Oh, you had the biggest first world problem the other day.
I'm always rolling them out.
You had a paper cut in here the other day. And you're like, oh, my God.
I should write them down.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Next on the show, this is going to be a fascinating chat.
Yeah, it's awesome that we get to talk to amazing people that live in this world, and this is one of them. He's one of them, sorry, Ahmed Judah. He's a ballet dancer from Syria. He grew up in Syria, and his story is incredible. Like, there was a TV series documentaries done about him where it was called Dance or Die. And essentially, I mean, he grew up loving ballet and that's what he wanted to do. And obviously living in Syria, you know, with the war that's broken out over there in the last however many years, he's been threatened that people will kill him if he continues to dance, if he continues to teach dance in Syria. And the story is absolutely incredible. In the last 12 months, I can't even talk about the amazing opportunity he's been offered, where he's actually now over at the Dutch National Ballet Institute.
Living in Amsterdam.
Living in Amsterdam, doing what he loves. So it's incredible.
He's going to join us on the show next. I'm looking forward to this chat.
Yeah.
Live from Amsterdam on the show next.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
We get to talk to some amazing people on this show, and there's a TV series documentary that caught my attention called Dance or Die, and it follows the story of a male dancer, Ahmed Judah, who is a male ballet dancer. He was living in Syria at the time and teaching ballet and getting death threats.
We've got audio of that, actually, of him talking about that just quickly.
And Syria is not common for men to do ballet. When ISIS came, they would call me to threaten me. I stayed dancing because it's my life, it's not their life. And nothing to be ashamed of.
Inspirational story.
The Dutch National Ballet saw that documentary and has since seen that documentary and has brought him over there to actually dance at the Dutch National Ballet. And he joins us on the show right now. Morning, Ahmed.
Good morning.
Mate, it's a very inspirational story, no doubt about that. I mean, can you believe from where you started to where you are now? I mean, I guess you would never even thought you'd be in the position you're in right now.
Actually, it's a really special story because I never thought that I will have the opportunity to be free and to be a dancer in the National Ballet as an guest artist, and to be free to express my own anger or my own happiness by dancing.
Isn't that incredible to think that Ahmed just said, you know, to be free. I mean, here in this country, Ahmed, in Australia, we're free every single day and we're blessed with that. And that's something
it's easy
that
to forget.
It's easy to
Very
forget.
Easy
and that's
forget.
Something you never had in your life until, you know, 12 months ago. What was it like to grow up in Syria as a male ballet dancer?
Actually, I have been, I was born in the refugee camp for Palestinian refugees in Syria. And I started my life as a refugee, and everything was forbidden for me because I'm not a citizen, and I wanted just to be the dancer, not the refugee. So I was working a lot on myself, following YouTube, dancing even on the roof of my house, until I had the opportunity to go to Inanna Dance Theater, which is the main company in Damascus. And then I had the first ballet class. I was 16 years old. At that time, it was fine, everything, but my father, he was against me, and he started to stop me by all his ways. But as well, he couldn't. Then I was fine till, I mean, I left the house and I was living with my mother alone because she believed in me and she wanted me to be a dancer. Then at 2011, when the war starts, the problems become bigger and bigger because not only my father against me, but the whole society. As before the war, Syria, it was so fine and it was okay, but not in the camp, actually. Depends where you live.
Ahmed, what was it like, though, obviously going through, living in Syria when that war broke out, and you've received death threats, people have threatened you countless times. Where do you find the courage to continue to do what you love and you know that it's what you're meant to do?
Dance gave me the courage, actually. Because when the war starts, ISIS came to Syria, and they are against every culture or art in the society. So they would call me, they would threaten me, and they would post my pictures as wanted. And what my reaction it was to go to the places that under their control and dance there.
Did you ever come close to giving up?
No.
Never.
You
never.
Couldn't?
No.
Never, never.
And you actually, you were teaching ballet in, I mean, where you lived in Syria. What did that mean to the kids, like, that you taught?
Because, as I told you, dance gave me the courage and it gave me the strong personality. And I wanted to help my country. As I believe the children is the future for the country, I wanted to give the children this feeling by dancing. So I would give them dance classes to teach them how to be strong, at least to deal with the war and to deal with this society.
Well, I'm sure you continue to inspire a whole generation of people coming through who want to do what you do, and you couldn't be in a better spot. I tell you what, Amsterdam is top shelf, my friend.
Are you loving Amsterdam,
Ahmed? Loving that?
Yes.
Isn't it an amazing place?
Actually, it's amazing, but now I reached my freedom, but my family, they are still in Syria. My mother, my sister, my brother suffering every day from the circumstances there. And I'm here enjoying my freedom. So I have this contract between my feelings.
Yeah.
Even though you have your freedom, it's the burden of your entire family that still suffers back in your hometown.
Yes, and I don't have the right to invite them to come here because, you know, nobody will give us a visa.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Well, it's one of those things that really puts things into perspective when you sit down and think about it. And
we really appreciate you sharing your story with us this morning, Ahmed.
Thank you. It's my responsibility to tell the world that how lucky you are to live in a freedom country, to have all the choices, all the freedom to choose whatever you want to be. So be happy with your life.
Be thankful. 100%. The TV series documentary is incredible. If you want to see it, just Google it. It's called Dance or Die. Ahmed Judah, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, mate. I'm going to be watching those videos to get some
incredible
dance moves because I need them.
He's an amazing dancer too. You need to check it out.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Brian Gordy's movie bio guessing game.
I ate 1.2 kilos of steak in under 25 minutes. I crushed a watermelon between my thighs. But this game, I think, is probably my biggest achievement.
It's your biggest claim to fame as being the master at this game. And a spot's just opened up, 13, 12, 16. If you think you can stump Bree in this, let's go with Hayden in Point Clare first of all this morning. Hello, Haydos.
Morning.
G'day, Gordy.
Hello, mate.
I'm here too.
Yeah. How are you?
Interesting.
Last time, let's move on. I actually lost this game, so hoping for some redemption.
Hayden doesn't want to talk to the opposition.
I'm not talking to Hayden.
He's trying to get in your head. Is that what you're trying to do, Haydos?
Yep.
I like it, mate.
It's not working.
You've thrown her. She's thinking about it.
Not working.
All right, here we go, guys. Here comes the movie plot summary. Buzz in with your name if you think you know the movie. If you have a guess and it's wrong, the other person gets a free guess. If no one answers, we keep reading.
Okay.
Here we go. Car theft in Long Beach went down 47% when Randall Memphis Reigns.
Free. It's gone in 60 seconds. That's what it is. Ah, see you, Hayden.
Hayden, where were you, mate?
Don't know.
That's what happens when you smack talk me, Hayden.
You've played twice and lost twice, mate.
Come back for round three next week, Hayden.
I will.
See you, mate. Do you know that movie?
I know the film. I just forgot. I didn't know Nicolas Cage's character's name in it.
That's what I knew, so I knew it straight away.
It's going to get you.
Randall.
Let's go to Lauren in Killarney Vale. If Bree wins this one, she wins the day. Loz, can
feel
you
good with the first one.
Dump her or what?
We'll try.
Come on.
Bring it, Lauren.
Here we go. Good luck, all contestants. Seth and Evan are best friends. Inseparable.
Bree. Now, oh, what's it called? I know the movie. Superbad. That's the movie! Yes!
Let me just check that.
Is it right?
Yes.
You know it's right!
Oh, she's back on her game.
Oh, I'm back, baby.
That was fun.
Sorry,
I shouldn't
Lauren.
Have given out the names. I should have just ran with best friends to start with.
I got
with.
It all from the names this morning.
I mean, if you can remember the names of the characters in Superbad, you're doing all right
Pretty
for yourself
good.
With this stuff, yeah.
That's one of my favourite films, can
Superbad?
I say?
Superbad?
Yeah.
Loz, can I be open and say, I don't give Bree any clues with this stuff.
No
I don't
help.
Want anyone thinking that. Do you believe me?
All right, I believe you.
You don't want her
to win as much as we don't.
Exactly.
Exactly right.
I'm a man of the people. I'm trying to get the people over the line.
I'm a woman of the people. I'm teaching them life lessons. You can't always win.
How to lose gracefully.
Exactly.
All right, Bree's back on the winner's board with Movie Bio Guessing Game. Well
that
done.
That felt good.
Well done.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
We're just going to pull our off-air chat on the air right now because
things are kicking off.
Aren't they?
We're ropeable. I've talked about this on the air before, actually, but I think at a later time in the show. But Em in the newsroom has just come in absolutely fuming because what did you find out? You've just done your tax.
Yeah, so I did my tax yesterday and I said to at the end of the session, I said to the accountant, "Oh, so you know, can you give me an update of how much is my hex debt after studying a journalism degree?" And he said, "Oh, it's 20 grand." I said, "What? Well, last year it was 18. I haven't done anything in that time."
And when did you finish studying?
I've finished studying in
years
2012,
ago. 2013, mm-hmm. and. So essentially, and I found this out earlier in the year and I was fuming about it. So essentially what happens is, say you finished studying in 2013 and your debt accumulated to 16 grand in 2013. That's how much you studied. That's how many courses you did. You owe 16 grand to the government. If you don't pay any money over the next coming years, they put money on top of that debt. So essentially in 2017, if you haven't paid any money from 2013 to 2017, instead of the 16 that you owed in 2013, they charge you the new price,
how much it costs
in 2017.
Yep. Which goes up.
Which is obviously
which
20.
Up.
So say it's 20. So say in 2017 it cost 20 to do that degree.
They go,
that's how much we're going to charge you now. It's honestly the biggest load of bull.
You think it's a scam?
He said to me two words. Government loophole. And I just went, oh, no.
Well, I guess scam's not the right word because
government loophole is.
It's a government loophole because the government don't tell you because essentially my knowledge of it was when I earn over the threshold, which I think it was, which they've changed it or they're going to change it. It was like 55,000. You don't have to pay anything until you earn over 55,000. What they don't tell you is if you don't pay, they'll charge you more and more every year that you don't.
Mm.
So all these people that, so say you do a degree and then you can't get a job in that field, which happens a lot, and you don't earn over 55 grand, you'll never be able to pay the money back.
It's just a vicious, how do you pay off that? If you're still earning the same amount,
you can never pay it off.
Well, you were saying on your tax, on your pay slips, you pay $70
a
week.
And I thought that I was paying $70 a week, so I don't know where that money's going.
Don't even get me started on this, because on my pay slip, I think it's like every fortnight, I have to fork out $200 and something to pay my debt. And that's fine. I went to uni, I did the time, whatever. And I thought every time they take that 200, it comes straight off my debt, which I was happy with. I was like, that's fine. I'm getting it done. So I think I figured it out. It'd be like, I can't remember the exact numbers, but it would have been, so on average, $200 a fortnight, like $6,000 or something like that over a year.
Mm.
Oh, no. That money doesn't even go to the ATO. Every time the company here takes money from me and it says on my payslip, hex debt, like
it says
that it's going to that, it sits in some limbo land.
Malcolm Turnbull's
literally,
account.
Literally a limbo land. I don't know where it goes because I rang the ATO earlier in the year and they said to me, they said, oh, we don't even see that until tax time when they only take like $2,000.
It's confusing.
So I'm like, where's the $4,000?
It makes you
where's
feel really uninformed. Putting your own
like
money towards this kind of thing and having studied and all of that, it just leaves you feeling like you don't know what's going on.
100%. Mm. And to be honest, like when I rang the ATO, even when he tried to explain it to me, the guy, poor guy, I was on the phone to him for like 2 hours. I still didn't get it.
Yeah.
And they don't want you to get it.
No.
They don't want you to understand because the whole thing is they just want you to go to uni. The government are like, go to uni. It's so easy. We'll pay for it for you. But then they don't tell you, you'll never be able to pay it back.
Bring back free tertiary education.
Free tertiary.
Yeah, because all those, don't even get me started. All those bloody politicians that are currently in power, they got all free uni, didn't they? They were in the era where they got free uni. They got free education, didn't they?
What about if you're coming through now and you want to be a politician? Are they looked after in a different way or is it still...
Well, it was just back in the day. I can't remember. When was it from, Em? Do you guys remember? You got actual free uni.
Which
it was
government,
free.
Which PM was it under?
Gough Whitlam.
That's it.
Oh, wow.
So there was a time where people could go to uni for free. And I'm telling you now, all those old sons of bees that are politicians right now, they got free uni, so they don't care.
They don't care.
It'll be fine.
My fiancée, Jamie, studied law, so she's got a $50,000 hex debt.
That makes me feel sick.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And we were talking off-air about this because my partner did the
law
same
as
thing
well.
And I don't even want to know what his...
Mm-hmm. Don't
that's,
ask.
That's effectively your debt your and debt. My debt
exactly.
as well.
Mm-hmm. What's the moral of the story, guys? Don't go to uni if we can take
no, honestly,
it.
Honestly, though, they make it so hard. I would say if I had my time over, I don't know if I would go. I honestly don't.
Well, there's a good message for the kids, isn't it?
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Now, here's something I want. Everyone can get involved in
Are
this, Bree.
Are you going to tee off?
I'm not happy.
Because I just figured out I'm teeing off after 7 o'clock on something too.
I'm just going to read this headline. Arnott's have shrunk the size of some popular biscuit snack packs, giving shoppers less bite for their buck. So we're talking the multi-packs of original barbecue and pizza shapes and tiny teddies.
I don't care about the tiny teddies, but I'm already ropeable about shapes. Don't even get me started on shapes. They already ruined shapes last year.
When they changed the flavour.
Ruined it.
They've got a good thing going on. Why are they messing with this stuff?
Honestly, every time, just because I'm so angry, every time I pass shapes, I'm like, I'm never buying those again.
I had nacho cheese over the weekend, just gone.
Yeah.
Doesn't even taste like nacho cheese anymore.
It tastes like preservatives.
Yes.
Sorry to say, but it does.
And
it's not
even
flavour you can see anymore.
No.
That's for sure.
Definitely
they
not.
They can't use that slogan.
Take that off the box.
Sorry, I'm in a bad mood now. But for real, that actually did make me pretty upset when they changed the flavouring.
So this is, I mean, if you're a family and you've got kids and you've got the little snack packs and you want to send the kids off to school.
So what, these are the ones that come in the actual little packets?
Yeah, okay. Which I don't, that was my childhood. I'd come home and I'd be smashing those packets. But they've gone from 10 bags to 8. That's down 20%. When you buy a bag, so it's adding 10 in there.
And what, same price?
Same price.
Not the same price.
Same price, $3.99. It works out to be 50 cents a pack compared to 40 cents how it was before. I'm sick of it.
Turn off everything. I'm done for this morning.
I'm out. Honestly.
How do they think they can get away with that, though, and people are just going, oh, that's fair enough?
Well, they're saying, what have they said? They've said they've blamed it on soaring energy costs. For reduced packs. Why do we have to cop it?
All right, guys, well, we pay our energy bills.
Yeah. Exactly.
Why is it any different?
You don't see us downgrading.
I definitely haven't downgraded.
We're keeping the dream alive.
I keep my TV running all day. All day.
Just to prove a point.
I'll turn it on before I left this morning.
And it'll be running on. When you get home. My question is, how many whacks can we take from Arnott's before we just decide?
I was already off them. So
really?
To be honest, I don't really care about this because I'm already off them.
Change flavour, downgrading the size. What else have they done?
Oh, can I just go a little bit off track, but not really.
What?
Did you see the Arnott's fact about shapes that came out the other day?
No.
Guys?
What is it? I'm excited.
Did you know getting something else?
Give us a positive for the morning, and this is great.
No, it's not a positive thing.
Oh, damn it.
But you know on the box of shapes?
Yes.
Oh, this is going to blow your mind. So right. You know if it's a pizza shape.
Mm.
Pizza shapes are kind of like the rectangle-y kind of shape.
Yeah.
On the front of the packaging on the box is the actual shape of what flavour you've got.
Oh, that's clever.
Did you know that? So if it's like nacho cheese, what shape are they?
They're the kind of rectangle, not rectangle, the octagon-y kind of stop sign looking
so
thing.
So that shape will be on the front of their box, like behind the big red shapes.
Right, shape writing. Fact.
Did you know that?
They've won me back. They've got me.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
Bree and Gaundy.
Oh, that's right, it's me. I was like, what are you looking at me for?
Normally I say something, then you say something. Away
that's
we go.
That's right, it's my turn. I just wanted to do something really quick last night, something that I learnt on Instagram. If you've got Instagram and you're on it quite a bit, which these days most people are on Instagram.
It's my number one. I love it.
It's your number one?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
your number
I love
one
it.
App?
Yeah.
Did you know, like obviously if you go into your Instagram, do you have your phone there?
I do.
We were talking about last night at dinner that there's the Explore tab on Instagram,
Explore.
Which is
yep.
the little, what would you call that?
Magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass, yeah. Yep. So that's the Explore tab, it's called. And do you know what that actually is?
Do I know what that section is?
Yeah, that section.
Just a bunch of random photos.
So it's actually not a bunch of random photos.
Those, of other people.
Huh?
From other people.
From other people.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's not random. Ooh. Those photos in the Explore section are actually derived from what you have liked on Instagram and
right.
what you look up on Instagram. So essentially, your Explore tab will be catered to you and pretty much, you know, explains what type of person you are.
Okay.
From your Explore thing on your Instagram.
Just
so if you go into
through.
Yours,
yep.
what is mainly in there?
A lot of sporting stuff.
Yes.
A fair bit of footy and basketball.
Like footy, like
of,
AFL?
Yeah, AFL
So there
footy,
you go. That's yep. right about you. Basketball.
News stories.
Okay.
Seems to be a few of those. Oh, there's a few hot ladies in there.
of course there is.
So they're
what else?
Well, you tell me. I mean, it's no good me sort of talking about myself
so
on Instagram.
If I'm looking,
at Gaundy, by the way, G-A-W-N-D-Y. I need to catch up to Bree. So.
If I'm looking at your Explore tab and
yes.
I'm going to try and tell what kind of a person you are.
Don't go liking random photos, please.
I'm going to say you're someone who's into sport.
Yes.
Also into attractive ladies.
Oh, they're just there here. Nothing
hey,
to do
that's
with
all right. Nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing to do with
hey,
me.
It's from stuff you've previously liked.
I don't so, like attractive you know, ladies on Instagram.
There's also, I'm going to say, there's also a lot of hot dudes on here. Which, I mean, you've got a lot of hot guy friends, so I think that's probably what that is.
Okay, so I'm liking
their photos. So they
then
bring up pictures of other hot guys. I'm assuming that's how it works. There's also pictures of rings.
Well, we got engaged.
So you got engaged
yeah.
recently, so there you go.
It's kind of like an ad through your friends.
It pretty much yeah. is, which is kind of weird, isn't
yeah.
it? There's also a lot of donuts and pizza and stuff. And that pretty much is you.
Yeah,
you like sport,
yeah.
you've got hot guy friends, you don't mind the hot female picture,
yeah.
you like donuts and food, and you're into...
If I could just stuff. Be watching the footy and some hot person brings me a donut. Girl, I mean, if it happens to be an attractive lady,
a girl
I can't
in a
help,
bikini.
I can't help
that's
that.
That's got Bree. A nice tan.
Then that's fine by me.
Get up with Bree and Gaundy.
101.3 CFM.
The Bachelor was back last night.
Oh, yes. I didn't tune in. Sorry, guys.
I watched it on IQ and I thought Matty did a pretty good job.
I like Matty J.
Yeah.
Seems like a really nice guy.
Don't know how he remembers all those names. He must have a producer in his ear because you've just met them. You've gone into the party and he's going up to girls like, Rebecca, can I get a moment? Oh, I don't remember. How are you
what,
going?
What, old Jess Mowboy on it?
Yeah, can I get a moment,
can
Jess?
Can I get a moment?
Can I get a moment?
Is that what he said?
I don't know.
Can I get a moment?
That's what they say, isn't it? Can I steal you away for a minute?
No one talks like that.
They do on The Bachelor when they get
maybe,
their bachelor training.
Maybe Weirdo Richie.
Well,
not they all get that Matty J.
They all get that weird bachelor training where you've got to talk really like,
Lawrence,
oh, I'm
Lawrence.
The man, I'm the bachelor.
Like your...
Come well, with me.
Like
if
your
you want
Zorro
to
or something.
Exactly.
Antonio Banderas.
Exactly. That's what ladies like. Some went down on the show yesterday. They did all the introductions. It's super awkward. It's great. It's one of my favourite episodes when they all come out. One of which, I've just got some audio, and she rocked up with this timer Okay, she had a timer. She said she was a love coach. And they did a little bit of an experiment just to sort of bond between the two of them. Have a listen.
Can I have your left hand? So you put it on my heart like this.
Yes.
And then I put my left hand on your heart.
Yes.
And we do this for a minute. Talk. It's a connection exercise, so we have to look at each other.
Gotcha.
And be present
no
at the
talking.
Moment. No talking.
Getting a little bit awkward. We're still going, not saying anything, still looking at each other.
A minute is a long time
was
to look at each other.
Was that the voiceover or was he actually saying that?
That was the voiceover.
Okay, I was going to say.
They did the experiment. They sat there, left hand on each other's hearts. And
at least it's memorable.
They bonded. So, well, that's the idea behind it, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's what they all need to do. To stand out.
Here's what I want to do this morning.
I just pop out my lefty. Stand out.
You may have spoken too soon with what we're about to do.
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like we need to connect, you and I. We've been friends for a long time. We've done couples counselling, you and I.
We
have our moments that are great.
We have actually
done
that.
And we have our dark, dark moments.
Yeah, we did couples counselling.
Yes. Mm. And so I feel like we've come to a point in our relationship as mates where you and I need to put our left hand on each other's hearts and look at each other for a minute. So we're going to.
I feel like this is a lot more invasive for me.
Why? No, I spoke to Jamie. I was watching this on the couch last night. My fiance Jamie says they do that in acting. So when you're about to act a scene, they get you to connect with each other so you're connected and you're not, you know, disconnected from the scene.
Can't we just do that normal where I fall and you catch me?
No, because that wasn't on The Bachelor last night. So.
This is weird.
You know what this is?
What?
You're scared of your feelings, your emotions, and it's confronting, and that's okay.
I'm just scared of you putting your hand near my boobs.
I'm not going to touch your boobs. I'll go higher than that. We'll do shoulders.
Okay.
But we have to look at each other for a minute.
Oh, this is so weird.
We can't say anything.
Oh, this is great radio.
No, producer Rach is going to commentate the weirdness.
Okay. Good luck for you, Rach.
Yeah, okay, so you get your mic there.
Oh, I really don't want to do this.
Why?
I don't know.
Because you're scared about...
I don't like silence.
Just look into my eyes.
Oh.
Rach is going to film it, and I'll kick off the timer, so we'll probably have less than 60 seconds by the time I come around to your... But when I come around, I'm going left over there.
60, can't we do 30?
Nope.
I'm going left over there, you're going left over here, okay? Right. When I come around there, I'm going to start the timer as of right now.
Coming. Okay, yeah.
All right, Gawndy and...
Where am I going here?
There is contact. We have contact on the left-hand side of his chest.
Oh, that's right, sorry.
You have to be staring at each other's eyes. All right, Gawndy has a weird... Oh, no, they're already breaking. They're already starting to laugh. Hands are on hearts. Bree's losing it. Are you guys feeling awkward? Nod. No, he said be quiet. This is really awkward. Literally nothing has happened. They are just staring at each other now. Bree's starting to giggle. Literally just staring at each other.
This is so long.
Silence, Bree. I think this is the longest you two have ever been quiet. Staring at each other still. No movement.
Surely it's over.
Only. Oh, there we go.
Wow. A minute is a long time, isn't it?
It's such a long time.
Do you feel connected? More connected to me? Geez, your fake tan is strong today. Wow, that is a strong smell.
Isn't it?
I forgot to wash it off.
I
know, wow, it's
strong. And it develops over the amount of time you've had it on.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to be very, very tanned.
Yes.
I was going to say to you, what I got from that is that you really need to get your eyebrows done.
Oh, really? What about the pie burn on my chin?
I just want to pluck that one in the middle. You just got a few strays.
We're meant to be more connected after that, not critiquing each other's looks.
I think we missed the point.
we always miss the point.
True.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.